The feast of St. Pius X gives us the occasion to not only recall some of his virtues, but tell us what we need to know in 2 days. Disquieted and deeply troubled church. Pius X, as I'm sure we all know, came from a very poor family. At the time of his canonization, I had occasion to do some research and publish a series of articles in the Catholic press. And among other interesting stories, I found out he was so poor he had to walk miles to school and miles back, but not to wear out the shoes. He could take the shoes off, carry them on his shoulders, and walk barefoot. Very poor, very simple. To him, today's gospel would apply perfectly. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. It is remarkable that he was beatified and canonized in record time. It's this century. And there have been some great popes. Pius IX, who gave us the Vatican Council and Mary's Immaculate Conception. Leo XIII, a genius. None of them was canonized, but the simple Giuseppe Sarto. What did Pius X do for the church? Pius X recognized the error of modernism and condemned it in the most unmistakable terms. His 2 documents most people would hardly remember, let alone maybe be able to spell the Latin names, Pascendi and Lamentabili. Why did he condemn modernism? Because he recognized in it, as he said, a collection of all the heresies of all ages past. And it embarrasses me to say it, but this is the day to say it. The father of modernism was a Jesuit by the name of George Tyrrell, an Englishman. Of course, by the time he was condemned, he was out of the priesthood and out of the Society of Jesus. Three major errors in modernism. The God of modernism is a God who is still in the process of developing. He is still getting perfect. Needless to say, it's not the real God. In modernism, there is no revelation from God. In sacred scripture or sacred tradition, all religion wells up from the inside. one's own feelings or emotions. That's religion. And of course, in modernism, you don't need a pope or a hierarchy. Modernism was condemned early in this century. But modernism is rampant, wild, in the world today. Geraldine Donovan, my secretary in New York, calls me up at least once a week to tell me what letters I've received. And by the envelope, I can tell whether she should open it or not. I asked her to open one letter last night from a fellow Jesuit who just finished a manuscript on Christ. It's a novel. That's right. It's a novel on the life of Christ. Well, I told him he shouldn't publish this novel. It was no good. And I told him what's wrong with his novel, 600-page novel. At any rate, after some correspondence, he must have been convinced that he shouldn't publish this novel about Christ. And I gave him all kinds of reasons why he shouldn't publish. So he wrote and he said, and this is a great grace, somebody must have been praying. I was so embarrassed by what you told me was wrong with this book. And he's an author. That I want you to destroy the manuscript. Burn it. It was 600 pages of modernism. There's one priest who didn't publish. Scores are publishing. That's Hans Küng. It's Skillebex. It's all of those that are shaking the church today to her foundations. Pius X condemned that 70 years ago. In other words, he recognized error and he had the courage, as the first oration of Mass tells us, he had the courage to call heresy, heresy. That's Pius X's principal contribution to the Church of God. Secondly, most people would put it first. He is, as we all know, the Pope of the Holy Eucharist. Again, he had the courage to tell the leaders in the church that they were wrong in keeping children from receiving First Communion from the age of reason. So he restored early Holy Communion. He further told the church's leaders they were wrong in preventing people from receiving often. So he restored what had been the practice in the early church. Listen, in the first 400 years, nobody ever went to Mass without going to communion. And in the age of persecution, though they had to do it underground, they would go every day, all right? They would receive communion every day. It was Pius X, remember this, who told us, the universal teaching of the fathers of the church in the Lord's Prayer where we pray, let's say it together, give us this day our daily bread. That daily bread, he says, is first the Eucharist. We are praying that the faithful might receive a Holy Communion every day. We've got a long way to go. Thank God, someone in the church is receiving communion every day. That's the second great contribution of St. Pius X. Early and frequent Holy Communion. But there's a third. The Holy Father said, all that a child needs to know to be admitted to Holy Communion is the difference between ordinary bread and the Eucharist. When mothers would bring their little tots on a pilgrimage to Rome, he would find the smallest among them. And he would talk to the child and would ask the child, do you know what your mother receives when she goes to Holy Communion? If the child said, Jesus, he would tell the mother, bring this child back tomorrow, and I will give this boy or girl their first communion. So he said, all that we should expect the child to know, assuming of course it's baptized, all we should expect the child to know is that this is not ordinary bread, but is Jesus. And when a few months ago at St. Mary of Providence, where the sisters take care of retarded girls, a young child was making its first Holy Communion, it was delayed because it wasn't yet baptized. So I baptized the child and gave it First Communion at the Mass to a filled chapel. I forget the girl's name. And I prayed, Lord, enlighten her. I asked her, will you tell everybody here in the congregation whom you will receive when you receive Holy Communion? Oh, she beamed. Jesus! Success. That's all. We shouldn't expect the child to understand transubstantiation any more than we do. But, listen to this. And this was a decree, a command of Pius X. Let's ask him especially today that his decree might be observed in today's church. No more than you should expect the child to know any more than that the Holy Eucharist is Jesus. Provided this child knows the difference between right and wrong, as soon as that child reaches that age, it should make its first confession. That's the third, and even the papist telling me, Father, this homily should close. The third contribution of Pius X, and what an important one that is. And how sadly, tragically, ignored by bishops and priests today. During my 6 weeks in Virginia, knowing Pius X's teaching, since I was substituting for the pastor, they had an hour's confession Saturday afternoon and an hour's confession Saturday evening. Well, I got word around, we're going to hear confessions longer and at other times. When I left on the 31st of July, Father, would you please come back? People want to go to confession. And a couple of times when I was hearing confessions, beyond the allotted of time, there was a loud knock on the confessional door from the pastor. So, I said, just wait. In any case, let's pray. Invoke St. Pius X today. As the modernism he condemned will be recognized by the people today. No matter how highly placed the theologian. I don't think we need to exhort people to receive communion in greater numbers on Sundays, but I do think that daily Mass and daily communion should be much more common. We need the grace than they are. And with emphasis that children will be admitted to first confession as soon as, like the Pope tells us, they can recognize the difference between right and wrong. Mothers tell me that comes very, very early. St. Pius X, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.